Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket. Brought to you by the 2012 Ford F-150, built Ford Tough, and by Hungry Howie's, the official flavored crust pizza of the Detroit Lions. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lions Review, live from the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Detroit. Glad you're with us tonight. If you are out and about, by all means, we invite you to stop by and say hello. We are here on the night after each Lions game, normally on Monday nights, but with a Monday night game, we are here on Tuesday evening as the Lions get back to work today, coming off their loss to the Bears last night. We'll, of course, talk about that and talk about their game coming up this week against Seattle. A lot to hit on as well. Coach Schwartz is going to join us coming up here momentarily. Also, Rob Sims will join us coming up in just a moment as well. So it is a pleasure to welcome in the head coach of the Lions as he joins us. And each and every week, the Coach Schwartz interview segment is brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, the best mortgage banker, NMLS number 3038, an equal housing lender. Coach, good evening to you.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm well, thank you. You know, Coach, in looking at that game last night, talking to fans, I know you don't like the word frustrating. I heard you with Brandy last night. There's other ways that you look at it. But I think for a fan watching that game, it was a frustrating one because you looked at it and you felt like it was right there. And there's the first place team. And when teams walked off afterwards, you didn't have that feeling like they were demonstrably better than the Detroit Lions. As you watched it back on tape, what were your thoughts in looking at that game as a whole?
Well, pretty much exactly the way we felt last night after the game. On the road, NFC North, can't afford to turn the ball over four times, three of which were in the red zone, two of which were in the inside the five-yard line. Those are opportunities you need to capitalize on. And, you know, I think people use the word frustrating. I think it can be frustrating when you don't know the reason that you lost or you can't put a finger on it. It's very easy to point at us. I mean, we knew Chicago had a good defense and we were going to have to work really hard to move the ball. And when we do, we need to take advantage of those opportunities and be able to score. We knew that turnovers were going to be key in the game. They were an aggressive defense that made a lot of turnovers. And you can't afford to give them those kind of plays if you're going to win on the road in the NFC North. And we allowed them to make those plays. We didn't make them ourselves, and we ended up on the wrong side of the score as a result. But it wasn't because, we didn't have good schemes or we don't have good players or all those things. I mean, you can specifically point to a few plays that could have been all the difference that we needed in the game.
So when you break these down analytically, Coach, and I heard you discuss this as well at your press conference today, where the emotion may come into it for fans, you have to be analytical, and you look at it and you say, the games where you allowed those returns or last night where you turned the ball over at inopportune times, you look at it, you say it's not a talent issue, it's something we should be able to do better, and that's what we're going to go to work on?
Yeah, I think you can't overreact, you can't underreact. You need to, know the reason. So many times you use comparisons to other sports. You're a three-point shooter. You work hard, get a guy open, he puts a good stroke on the ball, and it goes off the back of the rim. It wasn't a good shot, it wasn't a good play. He just didn't make the shot. And, there's a physical nature to sport. It's not chess, just putting the guy in position doesn't mean he's going to make it. But over the course of time, good players will make those plays. I think a couple of our fumbles, particularly Joik and LeSure, both of those fumbles were from guys giving really good effort. They're trying their very best to score and get an extra half yard. And you need to balance that also. Joik's was second and goal from the 1 yard line. If it's fourth and goal, you got to stretch that ball across and potentially risk a fumble. Second down, you still got third and potentially even fourth down right there. And you need to do a better job with ball security. LeSure got inside the 20 and he's fighting for an extra half yard and ends up losing the ball. Again, you don't want to slow guys down. You don't want guys to be aggressive. It's a lot like quarterbacks, throwing interceptions. If your goal is not to throw any interceptions, you're never going to make any plays. You're never going to be able to make any plays. So you need to balance both of those. And, we saw how those affect us. I think, defensively, we did some good things. We rushed a passer very well. We kept the score down. We kept us in the game the whole game, and you know, got us an onside kick away from having a chance to potentially win the game. And, you know, I thought that showed, and we've done that a few times this year, just be able to hold us in. But we just got to be able to make those plays. You know, and you know, there's one thing when you're not when you're asking somebody that they can't do something, but those guys are all good players, and they'll make them over the course of the season.
And I'm asking about some of those specifics in a minute, but I would imagine, too, that in the life of a coach, this is where times like this are kind of where you find out who you are as a coach. And I have been around coaches. I think everybody has seen coaches that when times get tough, they flip the script and try something different. Ultimately, I think that doesn't work in the locker room. And you have to have a faith in what you're doing. Maybe in the end it works, maybe in the end it doesn't. But when all is said and done, this is who you are, this is who this team is. And players understand that when a coach starts flip-flopping around, that maybe he doesn't have the faith in the system that he's putting
in. Well, yeah, I mean, faith in the players, you know, comes from having good players, and we do. And knowing that, you know, over the course of time, they're going to make those plays. I mean, we saw Calvin drop a big third down first series of the game. You know, we've all seen Calvin catch that ball and go score, you know, go run over safety, make a safety miss, and go score. And we know that he'll make that one. You know, so it's you know, Cliff Averill missed a sack opportunity. We know Cliff can do better. It's one thing having good players and they just didn't make it in that game. It's another thing if the player isn't good enough to be able to make the play, or they're not being put in good positions with a scheme. You know, again, you know, you use so many different sporting, you know, analogies. The three-point shot's probably a big one. You know, free throw, you know, have a good routine, put it up, you know, have confidence in your stroke. You know, the same thing with a baseball player. You know, you get a 2-0 fastball and you put a good swing on it and fly out to deep left field. You know, it doesn't mean that it wasn't a good swing. It doesn't mean it was a good thought process going into it. So I think over the course of time, you make those plays. And if you start changing your philosophy, you start changing your stroke. We've all seen free throw shooters that every time they go to the line had a different routine because they missed on the one before. We can't afford to fall into that kind of trap either.
And I think, too, when you look at your offense, and the easy thing is to throw a blanket over it and saying they're not scoring right now enough. And certainly that's the case. I mean, no touchdowns in the first half of the last five games offensively. But the fly in the ointment is that you're getting down into the red zone, maybe not necessarily enough in the first half, but you're getting into the red zone, and then things are breaking down, as was the case last night.
Well, yeah, you said breakdowns have been a lot of physical type plays, you know, been fumbles or, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, we just need to, you know, just sort of have a good beat on what it is, balance aggressiveness and also balance protecting the football. Like I said, two of our fumbles were from being over aggressive, and you know, you tell guys don't try as hard, hey, don't try to make that play. You know, you just need to balance those, and when you do, you relax a little bit, you get in the end zone.
Coach, Nate Burleson goes down last night. From a football point of view, he was playing as your second best receiver this year. He's really having a strong season, but there's more to Nate than that. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I think he's one of the most positive guys, one of the best teammates I've ever been around in a locker room.
Yeah, he's fantastic, and he'll continue to do that for us. You know, he broke a bone in his leg and is going to have surgery to get it fixed. And hopefully it'll patch up good as new and he'll be back. But he was having an outstanding year. He looked the best that I've seen him physically since he's been here for 3 years. And like I said, was on his way to a great year on the field. But more than that, it's his off the field. You know, he's a great leader, always positive. He's good at, just camaraderie with the team and in the locker room, one of the best locker room guys I've ever been around, and he'll continue to do that role. This team means a lot to him, and he's not going to disappear just because he's injured and not playing.
And that said, when somebody goes down in this league, there's opportunities for other players. Titus Young was already getting opportunities. He'll be relied on more. You will need him more now with Nate not being in there. And Ryan Broyles, this is his chance to step up. You drafted him in the second round for a reason, and he showed you some good things last night.
Yeah, I mean, losing Nate will fall to three guys. Titus Young will take most of his reps in our two wide receiver packages. Ryan Broyles will take some of his reps in our slot packages. And also we can get more to Tony Scheffler. Scheffler's a good slot receiver also. So we're not just going to lean on one guy to replace everything that that Nate brought to us. It'll be divided among about three guys. And I think one of the few positives that come out of that game last night was seeing Titus Young step up and make plays for us, not just plays, but big chunks of plays down the field. Seeing Ryan Broyles, you know, not only get in the end zone for his first touchdown, but make a couple big chunks of plays. And, you know, the one thing with Ryan is every time he's been in the game and had opportunities, he's made plays. Every time you've thrown him the ball, he's found a way to come down with it. And you know, that's what he did in college. And we're going to rely on him over the next 10 games to do that for us.
When things aren't going well, everybody's got an opinion. I saw one last night about Matthew's footwork, and obviously people are going to point to him as the leader of that offense when it's not functioning near what expectations were coming into the season. Tangibly, can you see anything when you look at tape that's different between the Matthew this year and the Matthew last year? And I know there's 10 other guys on the field, but obviously a lot of that comes back on the quarterback when he's the guy handling the ball most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to analyze it. You know, Matt threw a sidearm to Calvin on that first third down. Did a nice job stepping up in the pocket, was moving to his left. And the only way he was going to make that throw on time was to sort of whip it out there sidearm, put it right on the money. You know, what's everybody say if Calvin makes that catch, which he does probably 99 out of 100 times, and goes and dunks it over the goal line? You know, nobody's saying that, you know, Matt's footwork is a problem or his sidearm or anything else. Matt's got very good mechanics, but he can also throw from a lot of different angles. And there have been a lot of quarterbacks that have used that to their advantage, and I think that Matt can continue to do that.
No, he was throwing for 41 touchdowns. People didn't talk about it. I think you had the best answer last year when somebody asked you why he did it, and you said because he can. And that was obviously a sidearm throw that has done him well in a number of occasions this year.
You know, the one thing about sidearm is you can get the ball out quicker sometimes. And sometimes, you know, when you're beating when you're trying to beat a rush or you got to get a ball out real quick, if you take time to set your feet, cock, and throw, you know, it can take too long for that ball to get delivered. And a lot of times, particularly down in the red zone, a lot of those times you see a lot of Matt's touchdown passes on our play actions are sort of not set his feet, sort of throw it out there a little bit sidearm. And, you know, you see the same thing from a shortstop or a third baseman that do the same thing, you know, scoop it up and sort of whip it over there. It's no different, the same thing. Matt's an accurate thrower. We have no issue at all with his fundamentals or his mechanics. He can make every throw on the field. You know, we missed a couple opportunities to help him, particularly in the first half of that game. Have a couple opportunities to make some plays. You know, and you know, we'll get back on track. We had a lot of confidence in Matt, and our best football's ahead of us there.
You take some positives out of the way you ran the ball last night against a team that came in as the best run defense in the league?
Yeah, I thought LeSure and Joyke Bell both did a good job running the ball. Unfortunately, we ended two of those drives with fumbles, and that's something you can't afford to happen. And it sort of took the steam out of the way that we were able to run the ball. You know, late in the game, really weren't able to run it, being down two scores in there. But you know, I thought LeSure was running the best that he has since he's been back. I mean, you're basically talking about a rookie that was playing in his third game. Fourth game, but you know, he's shown some good things. We just got to hold on to the ball, and again, it's not a matter of fundamentals. It's guys fighting for extra yards, and we just need to be a little smarter in some of those situations.
All right, Coach, hang in there. Quick break. Come back. Talk some defense. Look ahead to Seattle as well. This is Lions Review. Rob Sims is going to join us coming up in just a bit. We'll open up the phone lines and take your calls. Plus, we're going to tell you about something new out at Ford Field coming up this week. That will come your way in just a bit. We're live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Back right after this on 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1
The Ticket. Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the CoffeeWare garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
In 1917, on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Lafayette in downtown Detroit, American Coney Island made culinary history with a simple combination of a hot dog, chili, onions, and mustard. And now they've teamed up with Ford Field to bring their tasty tradition to you, the Lions fans. American Coney Island, home of Detroit's original Coney Dog, is now available at Ford Field, located on the lower level near Gate B. Enjoy a Coney at the game, and go Lions!
Hey, want to watch the game this weekend on my huge new high-def TV? We had to take down some family photos to make room for it, but it's just like being there.
Thanks, man, but I prefer live def. I will be there.
I thought that was sold out.
With NFL Ticket Exchange powered by Ticketmaster, you can score seats from season ticket holders and other fans who can't make it. Or sell your tickets if you can't make it.
What about fakes?
Not a chance. I know my tickets are good before I get to the gate because NFL Ticket Exchange is the only official resale marketplace of the NFL. You get in guaranteed. But first, you gotta go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Got an extra ticket for me?
Sorry, but don't forget to look for me in the stands.
And don't let me forget that website.
It's NFL.com/ticket exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, is the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Hey, Dylan Hart Jr. here.
Each week, my race team makes sure that my number 88 Diet Dew Chevy and race gear is ready to perform.
Well now, Mountain Dew wants you to have the right gear for things you like to do most, whether that's fishing, camping, or like me, getting out on my ATV. The program is called MDOG, or Mountain Dew Outdoor Gear, and it's the best way to outfit yourself for that next outdoor excursion. Getting your MDOG gear is easy.
Just click DewOutdoors.com and enter the codes from specially marked packages of Mountain Dew and Diet Dew and start collecting to get your favorite gear. So gear up and get out with Mountain Dew.
Open to legal U.S. residents except Hawaii. 13 years or older. Ends 11-5-12. Limited quantities available. Void where prohibited.
This is my big boy.
Say hello to our Burger Lovers Burgers. Like our new Fritos Chili Crunch, smothered in cheddar and hot chili, piled high onto a crunchy bed of Fritos, and our best cheeseburger on the planet, a whole new level of burger, both made with fresh, never frozen patties and served upon a grilled brioche bun.
It's your big boy.
Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson talks with Stoney and Bill Thursday mornings on 97.1 The Ticket. This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Tonight, a couple minutes remaining with the head coach, Jim Schwartz, who joins us each and every week here on Lions Review, live at the Hard Rock Cafe. Rob Sims in the house. We'll open up the phone lines, talk with him, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Coach, I thought defensively for the third straight week, you had a unit out there doing some real good things.
Yeah, we rushed the passer well, you know, for some times where, you know, he was throwing the ball away or getting sacked. You know, we'd let him loose a couple times, but again, anytime you're rushing, sometimes that's going to happen. I think that other than the first series of the game, you know, we gave up a run, we got out of our gaps a little bit, let Forte get about a 35-yard run that set up their first touchdown. Then we settled down. You know, we bent a couple times, but we didn't break, blocked a field goal. And then a couple critical times in the game when it was 13 points, we kept them out of field goal range. And, you know, we're all of a sudden 16 and all of a sudden changes the dynamic of that game quite a bit. So I think that our defense did some things and, again, kept us in the game until the very end. You know, we had a chance to get an onside kick and maybe take a shot at the end zone, mainly because our defense was able to get the ball back for us at the end.
I thought it was critical, too, because you alluded to it there, but a couple of those possessions, they were right on the edge of field goal range. Had they had another first down, they would have been able to make that a three-score game, and that would have been difficult, or 2 8-point touchdown and 2 2-point conversions. You mentioned the pressure. You look at that, and when you look at overall what they've had to do, this defense, and there's always pressure in the NFL, but this defense has had to play with immense pressure because of the scoreboard. And when it's going to be fun to watch, when they can actually cut it loose, I would imagine it's different playing defense when you have the scoreboard kind of tilted in your favor.
Oh, there's no question. It's easier to rush a passer. You don't have to stop the run. And it seems like every single week we faced a marquee running back, and that's life in the NFL, but particularly so our first six games, and it's going to continue this week with Marshawn Lynch coming to town. So our defense needs to do a good job of stopping the run. You know, we let Cutler scramble around for a couple chunks, and we let Forte get one big chunk, and that was really a lot of the yards that we gave up. And we were, you know, trying to battle up having a rookie corner out there and having Brandon Marshall out there. And as I said, we sort of put it together and knew sometimes they were going to get a few yards, but we needed to hold them off the scoreboard. And 13 points, even though it was too many in this game, you know, because we only scored 7, you know, 13 points will win you a lot of games in the NFL.
Coach, what'd you see on tape from Jonte Green? He had a lot thrown at him last night.
You know, other than his missed tackle, I thought he played really well. You know, and you get a guy like Devin Hester, and he was one-on-one, and, you know, Cutler did a good job of recognizing the coverage, backed up, and, you know, just got him a ball out there and gave him a chance to make a play. And we all know how explosive Devin Hester is and the plays he can make. And Jonte just hesitated a little bit. You can't do that against a guy like Devin Hester. But other than that play, you know, did some good things for us. You know, had a sack coming off of coverage on Cutler, that one of those plays that kept them out of field goal range. But did a good job executing within the scheme. You know, I thought we saw some good things from him.
In this world of Twitter and 24-hour news cycles and people having things to talk about, when Brandon Marshall makes a comment about Ndamukong Suh's tackle on Jay Cutler, it becomes a story. I know you've had a chance to look at that. Did you see anything there that should raise anybody's eyebrows other than a hard football play?
No. I mean, it wasn't flagged, and you know, for good reason, because there was nothing there that you're going to flag a guy for. You know, Ndamukong's a good, strong, physical player, and Cutler was giving us a lot of problems scrambling around. Ndamukong was able to get him by the shirt, and Cutler was trying his very best to get away. You know, that play could have been over quick if he just would have just slid down to the ground or tried to throw the ball away quick, but he was trying to make a play. And I think even Cutler said, you know, hey, you know, that's just football. The idea in football is to hit a guy as hard as you can within the rules, and defensive linemen have rules about going high and going low when guys are in the pocket. But when quarterbacks scramble, when they get out of the pocket, there's a little less protection, and you want to be as strong and as physical as you can, and Ndamukong's that kind of player.
Coach, on special teams, big fumble by Stephon Logan early in the third quarter when you had gotten off the field, and that's 3 in 5 quarters now for him. Your faith in him remains strong back there, because the first thing that's critical is catch that punt and secure it.
Yeah, particularly on a fair catch. You know, we'd been at the half and we're down, and you know, where defense goes out and gets a stop right away, and it continues to drive, and they end up getting a field goal off of that drive, and it was the last time they scored. And that's a situation we can't have. Stephon can make a lot of plays for us, and he has, and he'll continue, but we need to do a better job with ball security. It wasn't just that one on the Bears sideline. He also, you know, fumbled one of his. It went out of bounds, fortunately, but our ball security was not good. Pettigrew fumbled a couple times. We didn't lose them, but they went out of bounds. You know, LeShore, Joyke Bell, Stephon Logan. We didn't do a very good job with ball security. And you got to give some credit to the Bears. Bears are one of the best defenses in the last decade at forcing fumbles. They have a lot of players that are really good at it, Lance Briggs and Urlacher and Charles Tillman. But that's no excuse. Ball security has got to be it has to be something that you accomplish in a game. Because it can derail an entire drive. It can take away from a good defensive stand the way that we had. But, you know, Stephon's made a lot of plays for us, but we can be smarter in those decisions and just know that, particularly in a fair catch, Only thing that matters is getting that catch.
Coach, final thought. You're 2-4. You look at the NFC. You got a lot of teams that are bunched up there. You got some teams with 5-6 wins sitting at the top of divisions, but everybody else is bunched up. This thing's not over. It's there if you can take care of your business the rest of the way.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about other teams. What we need to worry about is getting a win. You know, we have Seattle coming here. You know, we've had to play four of our first six on the road, including two primetime road games, which, you know, are tough to play, you know, Monday night, Sunday night, and long road trips and things like that. But over the last 10 games, we'll get that back. We'll have more games at Ford Field, and that's a big advantage for us. And, you know, we need to worry about ourselves. We can go get a couple wins and get right back into it. It's 16-game season. We've said it for a long time. But we have to play better in spots, you know, and then accentuate our positives, which we do have, you know, settle down a little bit and just get on a streak.
Coach, much appreciated. Good luck. Short week as you get ready for Seattle.
All right, thanks, Dan.
All right, there he is, Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, who joins us each and every week right here on Lions Review Live from the Hard Rock Cafe. Coming up, we're going to talk in just a bit about Lions style. When the Lions take on Seattle on October 28th at Ford Field, Lions fans will be strutting their stuff at the first ever NFL Fit for You Lions Style Lounge, located on the Gate A Party Deck. The Style Lounge will host a DJ, professional stylists, and complimentary manicures in Lions colors. Doors open at 11 a.m. First 300 shoppers will receive a free Lions Courage bracelet. For more info, visit DetroitLions.com. Rob Sims on the other side. Your phone calls as well, 248-559-9797. That's how you reach us here. We'll open up the lines, talk some lines. Welcome in, Rob, when we return.
The station that puts the all pros on the radio. 97.1.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds PVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Monopoly is back at McDonald's, and one in four are winners. Hard to beat those odds.
Well, if I used a supercomputer,
Silence!
Okay.
It's the 20th edition, and there are more prizes than ever. Big cash, Big Macs, and My Coke rewards. The simple joy of winning.
No purchase necessary. Odds based on game pieces. Each has two game stamps, mostly food prizes. In-store game ends 10-22. Online game ends 11-3. Must be 13 to play online or claim MyCoke rewards. Subject to official rules at McDonald's and play at McD.com. See rules for complete details.
Last year, I had a heart attack. It happened when I was throwing the football around with my son. He's a tough kid, but he looked pretty scared when I told him to go in the house to get his mother. The doctors and nurses in Oakwood, they were just incredible.
The cardiovascular team at Oakwood specializes in making sure dads are there to teach their sons how to throw a football. To learn more about our advanced cardiac care and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
Weingarts! Weingarts! Everything from lawn to snow!
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Weingarts have you covered from sales to service with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkston, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
Attention back and neck pain sufferers. My name's Dr. Sal Kogan, HealthQuest Back and Neck Solutions Center's president and the Detroit Lions DC. If you have back or neck pain, don't want surgery, or are sick of treatments that don't work, call 877-997-8378. My team of experts have helped professional athletes and others resolve their problems when everything else failed. Call 877-99-QUEST or backnecksolution.com. You don't have to live with the pain.
If you can't say it loud and proud, at least say it loud.
97.1, the ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1, the ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lions Review, live from the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Ready for some Lions, their new mobile app presented by Flagstar Bank is out. See real-time stats, watch video on demand, follow all the latest team news, stay in touch with the Lions anytime, anywhere on your smartphone. Download the official mobile app of the Detroit Lions today. Flagstar Bank is a member of the FDIC. Rob Sims, welcome. Great to have you here as always.
Hey, how we doing?
I'm guessing you had a restless night after that game.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That had to be one that you felt got away.
Yeah, I would say restless night. You know, restless day because we got in at 4 o'clock. It's been a long day, and you know, starting to feel a little bit better, starting to, you know, recover a little bit more, you know, throughout the day. But yeah, it's just frustrating right now. Very frustrating.
You're playing on an offense that had big expectations coming into the year,
yep.
But they haven't been met with the results right now. And you and I were talking a little bit off the air. The crazy thing is, it's not something that you can just put your finger on. It's a bunch of different things that are happening at inopportune times that are stopping drives.
Yeah, I think the most frustrating thing about it, about all of it, is I've been on teams where you know, we are good enough to do whatever we wanted, but we just didn't have the work ethic. You know, been good enough, but just everybody didn't play as a team, and that's just not us. You know, we had a work ethic. We work every single day, work hard. And, you know, we play as a team, but, you know, for whatever reason, you know, we've just been coming up short.
You look at it yesterday, it's particularly frustrating, I guess, the word coach doesn't like that word, but it makes you mad that, you know, people throw a blanket and say the offense isn't working, but you get in the red zone repeatedly,
yeah,
and you can't cash in. That tells you that something is working because you're getting down there. It's not clicking on all cylinders, to be sure, but you're getting to a point where you're in the area where you should be scoring and you're not.
Yeah, you know, I think last year, you know, coming to it, one thing we could always hang our hat on was when we got in the red zone, you know, we were scoring, you know, no matter what. You know, all those ones we threw to Calvin, he made those, you know, those great catches, or, you know, Nate making a great catch, or, you know, or Pettigrew, or, you know, if we did it on the ground. You know, when we got down there, it was a gimme for us. And, you know, right now we just don't have that, you know, and for whatever reason, you know, we haven't been cashing in, and, you know, all I can say to the fans out there is that, you know, be patient with us, and we will. You know, we will get that feeling where, you know, when we pass the 30 and we're like, okay, this is the touchdown. It's not a field goal. This is a touchdown.
I imagine you get angry, but what do you do to fix this? There can't be a sense of panic.
Right.
What do you do as you get back to work to make this thing right?
Well, I mean, the important thing is that nobody needs to press. You know, nobody needs to try to play outside themselves. It's all there. The talent's there. You know, the players are there. The coaching's there. You know, it's all there. It's all about us going back and making sure we do all the little things. You know, we talk up front that, you know, sometimes we got to be perfect, and that's what we got to try to be. We got to try to be perfect. You know, and that's what we're gonna do. You know, I know the character of this team. You know, we're gonna go back to work tomorrow. We're gonna, you know, correct the things that we need to correct. And move forward. And, you know, the good thing about this team, again, is that we've been down before.
Yep.
You know, so You know, we know how to stand up, so it's just time to stand on up. That's all.
Yeah, you're 2-4. I don't know if this is 27-3 down to Dallas, but it's getting close. I mean, it's getting to the time where Coach said it today. Your margin for error is pretty much gone.
Yeah, I mean, the margin of error is very low right now, and you know, we all know that. You know, being professionals, you know, being a mature, you know, football team now, you know, we know what we need to do, and it's all about going out there and executing and getting it done right now.
You've been on some bad teams.
Yeah.
It's got to be, I'll come back to that word, frustrating. I know I'm overusing it. But when you look around and you know this isn't a bad team, but right. The one-loss record doesn't reflect that.
You know, it's funny because you watch other teams around the league and, you know, me being offensive lineman, I'm like, you know, we get it done better than that guy, or we get it done better than that group, or we got a better offense, or our defense is better than that. And, you know, for some reason, especially this season, you know, it just seems like we haven't been coming up, with those wins and finishing the way we usually do. And like I said, we're using frustrating a lot and angry, but it is angry to to watch and watch other teams and know how close you really are, but and then how bad it really looks. You know, so it's like I said, it does make you angry.
Take a couple phone calls here, 248-559-9797. That's how you reach us. Let's start with Zach in Canton. Hey, Zach, you are first up on the show tonight. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. Big fan of both of yours. I guess as a Detroit fan, I live and die by the Lions. Like, I live for Sundays and Mondays and whenever you guys play. How do you convince the team to play solidly in the first and second quarter? Because as a fan, I watched the game. And it's not that you guys are playing solid. It's just a lot of three-and-out ball right now. And it's frustrating for me. It's like I can almost turn the game off to put away the frustration and turn it back on for fourth quarter because I know that you guys are going down the field and marching it down. So I guess how do you guys get in that mode and kind of get out of the funk of what's going on there?
Last year really means nothing at this point. But, you know, I just remember, you know, opening series – just like we were talking about, we get in the red zone and getting, and those being gimmies. I remember just the first series last year, we just marched down and put up six. And, for whatever reason, whether it be, teams have switched up defenses on us or it takes us a little longer to figure it out or it takes a little longer to figure out how to get it going. You know, it's not like, we're sitting back waiting for the fourth quarter. Please don't believe that, but...
Right, I don't. But you know what I feel like in the fourth quarter, it's like I know that defense is going to stop the other team on that three and out. They're going to stop them with 2 minutes left, and I know Stafford's going to take them right down to the 20-yard line. It's consistent for that. I guess, do you guys ever go into a game with a mindset of, listen, we're jacked right now, we got to play like we're down by two scores, and let's go get at them, or is it more methodical trying to control the tempo?
No, nothing about our offense is methodical. Nothing about our offense is, let's hold on to the fourth and we'll win in the fourth. Some teams may be like that. You know, we're not like that. I mean, every time we step out there, I mean, I know it doesn't look like that for the fans, but we're trying to go down there and get six every single time. And, for whatever reason, the first six games, it hasn't looked like that. And, you know, trust me, we know it looks ugly. You know, we know it looks ugly into the fourth. And, it's something that, definitely we need to improve on. We need to improve on right now.
Rob Sims, our guest right here on Lions Review, live from the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. We'll take some more of your phone calls coming up at 248-559-9797. Give me your take on the pass pro last night. You guys, Matthew, I think got sacked three times in the end.
Yeah.
This is a team that had the advantage on the scoreboard. We talked with Coach about that a moment ago. That allows them to kind of cut loose and come after the quarterback. I thought Matthew did get hit some, but I thought on some of those blitzes, you guys did a nice job giving him some opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing the Chicago Bears, unfortunately, once in a while, you're going to get beat physically. I mean, that's just, Julius Peppers and Henry Melton and those guys. I mean, that's just the way the ball bounces sometimes. But, we think we're led by Dominic Raiola, and, he calls it his crystal ball. He thinks he can see every single blitz before it even comes. And for the most part, he's right, So we've done a good job, and I think we've built a rapport with each other where, we kind of know each other's thinking and we can pick it up. Fortunately, we play the best every single week, and sometimes they get you.
You look back on a couple of second and ones that you guys had that you weren't able to extend the drives. You ended up going three and out on those. As an offensive lineman, and I know that didn't all land on you guys, sometimes they were pass plays, but that's got to be particularly frustrating when you get that big chunk on first down and then the drive, you're walking off the field two plays later.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I felt like a couple of times, you know, we sprung Mikhail, and, you know, Mikhail did a great job and, you know, ran the ball. We got him to the safety. And, you know, for us to come back in the next two plays, you know, not deliver, you know, I mean, it's you know, it's one of the worst feelings in the world to walk off, you know, 3-0. And as many times as we walked off the field, you know, 3-out, it's just, you know, I mean, it's frustrating. You know, obviously we're going to look back on the film and see exactly what happened and, you know, and why it happened. But, you know, for this team to be successful, that just can't happen.
Quick thought on Riley Reiff. We've seen him getting a lot of action for this. We saw him go in motion last night, which was a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
What does he bring to this team when he checks in as in essence, another offensive lineman? It's tight end eligible, but another offensive lineman.
Right. Well, I think Riley's in a great position. You know, Riley's getting a chance to learn and learn from Jeff and learn from guys and, you know, learn from other guys in the league. And when he comes in and when he gets opportunity, he goes all out, and I mean that's a great sign for a rookie. I mean his future is very bright on his team and in this league, and you know I love it. I love to see him, you know, get out there and play because he's out there giving all he got, and you know for a rookie, and you know to be thrown into the fire like that. You know, I know I was a rookie and got thrown into the fire like that. I wasn't getting it done like Riley's getting it done, I'll tell you that.
Rob Sims is our guest right here. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk with Suzanne Lawan, wife of Lions President Tom Lawan, about an event and a new thing they have out at Ford Field. We'll get a couple of minutes with Rob as well on the Seahawks and a very tough defense that you're going to be facing coming up this week. We'll talk about that as we roll right on here. This is 97.1 The Ticket, and you're listening to Lions Review live from the Hard Rock Cafe downtown.
My big boy.
Say hello to our burger lovers burgers, like our new Fritos Chili Crunch, smothered in cheddar and hot chili, piled high onto a crunchy bed of Fritos, and our best cheeseburger on the planet, a whole new level of burger, both made with fresh, never frozen patties and served upon a grilled brioche bun.
It's your big boy.
For your next big move, choose Budget Truck, the preferred truck rental company of the Detroit Lions. As a loyal fan, you can save 15% when you mention code LIONS. Visit budgettruck.com/Lions or call 1-800-566-8422 to book your truck today. Offer subject to availability at participating locations. Blackout dates apply. Taxes, fees, and surcharges are extra. Cannot be combined with other offers. Renter must meet budget qualifications. Full terms and conditions available at budgettruck.com/Lions.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews. I get to see a lot of breakout players, but the secret to winning? Team. That's why in business, I recommend the Cintas team. You know them for uniforms, but they also have tile and carpet cleaning, restroom supplies, document shredding, fire and first aid services. And only Cintas has Carhartt rental workwear. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit cintas.com/radio. And bring in the team with the white truck.
Why just watch the game when you can experience it with a Sony HD TV? Catch every play with razor sharp picture clarity, intense color, ultra clear motion, and truly transcendent picture quality that helps you feel like you're part of the game. Sports, HD movies, and even YouTube clips come alive with unprecedented detail and astonishing color from Sony's exclusive X-Reality Pro engine. Visit your local ABC warehouse and see the game on Sony's best picture ever.
Hi, I'm A.J. Flippas, president of Wright & Flippas. We're proud to be Michigan's largest home health care provider, but we didn't achieve that distinction overnight. For more than 60 years, we've been working hard to make people's lives better and easier. Whether it's a custom-made knee brace, diabetic supplies, portable oxygen, or a wheelchair lift, we are uniquely prepared to provide the personalized care you expect and deserve. We have more locations and offer more products than any other local company. No one can match our variety of customized services, and no one accepts more insurance plans. Wright & Flippas is truly your complete one-stop home health care solution. If you or a loved one need anything for home health care, Know that you can trust Wright and Philippus.
Wright and Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
Lions fans, American Coney Island is pleased to announce that it has teamed up with Ford Field to bring their 95-year tradition of Detroit's original Coney Dogs to the home of the Detroit Lions. Now you can enjoy American Coney Island's award-winning Coneys at every Lions home game this season. Located on the lower level near Gate B, the Detroit Lions and American Coney Island. Any way you top it, it's a winning combination.
Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the Coffeeware Garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Valenti and Foster. Afternoons.
It's Mike Valenti. Join us Wednesday, 5:02, as the Tigers invade that nice area to deploy their arsenal in the World Series.
And at 3 o'clock, is Denard Robinson a trash talker?
Mike Valenti and Terry Foster. Afternoons. 97.1. The Ticket. This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1. The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Rob Sims in the house. This is Lions Review live from the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. We'll get back with Rob in just a moment. We're going to talk about something new going on at Ford Field. It is coming up this week. It is the Lions Style Lounge, which will be open to the public Sunday, October 28th at 11 a.m. So that's about 2 hours before kickoff, and also about a half hour to an hour after the game as well. The Style Lounge, located at the Gate A Party Deck. First 300 visitors will receive a free bracelet, a Lions Courage bracelet. Now, you might be sitting there and you're saying, but Dan, I have no idea what the Lions Style Lounge is. We have you covered. Suzanne Lawan, the wife of Lions President Tom Lawan, joins us right now. Suzanne, how are you tonight?
I am well. How are you?
I am good. Great to have you here. We appreciate the time as always. So fill us in. What is the Lions Style Lounge?
Well, it's a really interesting program that we first heard about last spring from the NFL. And it's an opportunity to show our female fans how wonderful they are and how strong they are and do something especially for them. It's going to be a boutique experience within the football stadium, focusing on our women's Lions merchandise, but having some other exciting things going on too. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have a photo booth where you can take your picture with a green screen, and up comes your favorite Lions player next to you. We will be having complimentary manicures in Honolulu blue and silver. And we're very excited to say that Neiman Marcus just signed on to send stylists to give fashion advice to our female fans as they're choosing their Lions paraphernalia.
That's very cool. And this is an area that, you know, and just from looking at what you see in stores and things like that, Suzanne, has really grown in the last, whatever, 5 to 7 years. This idea of women buying NFL clothing has really exploded.
It really has. And not so long ago, the options for women were basically to buy a men's shirt and make do. And they've come out with some wonderful products, from a regular old t-shirt to kind of couture items that are a little bit fancier and that you may not expect to see. But we don't want to leave the guys out either. They will, the new era football cap fitting technicians will also be in the Style Lounge and will provide a custom fit for their Lions caps.
So the Detroit Lions Women's Association, comprised of wives and girlfriends of players, coaches, and front office personnel, will be hostessing the event. There will be hostesses there, greeting fans, helping with shopping decisions, as well as sporting some of the featured merchandise themselves. So, and you mentioned as well there's going to be somebody there to help them out. So if there's any fashion crises, you have that handled.
We have it covered. There will be no fashion crisis on Sunday.
What are some of the things that you've seen that people may not even realize that they have for women? Because this might be, as you said, something very new to people who don't realize that this whole world is out there.
You're right. Some of the things we've seen are some jewelry items, some bracelets, some stackable rings. We've seen there's a a couple of options as far as boots. There's winter coats. There's fitted jerseys. There's lounge pants. There's these couture items that are more like a halter top kind of dressy option. And just lots of exciting things.
And this is a one-day retail experience at Ford Field that fans should check out, female fans. And as you said, they'll have caps there for men to, if they want to be fit as well. So just so we understand, it is in the Gate A party deck this week, starting at 11 a.m. and going to about a half hour to an hour after the game.
That is correct, and we hope everybody will come see us. We're really looking forward to meeting the fans and showing them some of the new and exciting merchandise.
Cool stuff. Suzanne, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good luck with this, and I am sure, judging by the amount of women that have a great time at Ford Field every week, you're going to have a great crowd, and we're going to have some good-looking Lions fans out there.
I think so. It'll make the experience even better.
Cool. Thank you, Suzanne. Always appreciate it. There she is, Suzanne Lawan, wife of Lions president Tom Lawan. Again, that is the Gate A party deck this week, 11 a.m. Nike has taken over, and all this stuff will be Nike stuff, or I think the bulk of it will be Nike stuff. They have taken over with the NFL gear. How do you like it so far?
I mean, I like it. I've been a Nike athlete, since I've been in the league, and you know, I like it a lot. At first, it was a little different, you know. Than the it took a little bit getting used to, but I'm starting to like it a lot. I'm starting to like it a lot. It looks nice. Nike does stuff the right way, and I think the ladies, the wives, and the girlfriends, they're gonna like it too. I just hope they have some maternity stuff for my wife. That's all.
She might be better off at this point in the men's jersey.
Yeah.
It just fits a little bit
she
bigger.
She can use my shirt.
Yeah,
she's
getting close to that time when you're going to have a beautiful addition to your family. And to be honest with you, I really like the way the Nike stuff looks, because there were some times recently, we won't get into who was making it, but there was some ugly stuff in the past.
Yeah, some of the stuff was rough out there.
Yeah, no doubt. That stuff
doubt.
That looked like the drizzle look that like came up from the bottom the coaches used to wear.
Yeah, don't like it.
Hideous.
Yeah, don't like it.
It was like somebody looked at that and said, this is a good idea, and I was like, no, it's not.
Right. I think the coaches have made the most improvement. That old stuff the coach used to wear. Oh boy.
Yeah, some of that wasn't good, but some of the and you guys can find all this stuff in clothes. I've seen it in stores around. There's some good looking NFL stuff out there now for all the teams, and some of the Lions stuff looks fantastic. Let me get to Seattle before we let you go here, Rob. This is a team that they got a rookie quarterback making some plays on that side of the ball, but I think what's jumped out at people is his defense. They are stout. Their secondary is big and fast, and they get after the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Don't know too much about the secondary, other than watching them on Thursday night last week. But, their defense is playing really well right now. You know, I got some experience with Brandon Mebane and Red Bryant. You know, those guys were younger guys when I was in Seattle. And it's been good to see them, come up in that system and do well. And it's going to be a very interesting Sunday.
And I think what they're getting is they're getting some confidence. They're one of those teams that's starting to believe that they can make some things happen in this league, and they've done it under some bright lights. Everybody saw that 8-sack first half they had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I think playing in there, used to play out there and stuff like that. You know, you kind of get forgotten being way out there on the West Coast and being all the way up there. But they're shining right now. They're shining bright, and they're not going to back down from us. And it's going to be a good game.
You guys obviously need to get on a roll here, and you can only take it, not to be cliche, one play at a time and one game at a time. And the nice thing is, this week you're going to be back home at Ford Field, and it is going to be a crazy day this Sunday in Detroit, because you got the Lions playing at 1, and you got World Series game number 4 that night. Fans are going to be down there early, and they're going to be down there having fun.
Yeah, it's good to be home. Good time to be in Detroit right now if you're a sports fan.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's going to be one of those things this weekend that I think fans are going to remember for a long time. We had one of those last year when you guys played on the Monday night, and even though the Tigers weren't home, they had a 4 o'clock game, so people were down there watching it on TV. And I think that was part of the reason that atmosphere in Chicago was so against Chicago in that Monday night game here was so crazy was those fans have been getting lubed up since about 2:30
Absolutely.
In the afternoon.
Lubed up. I like how you put that.
Yeah, well, I think we all know where we're going with that. And I think that was the case, and I think that's going to be the case again this week, only it's going to be in reverse. I think by the time that they get to that Tigers game on Sunday night, it's going to be crazy. I want to remind folks that guests on tonight's show will receive a beautiful Bulova watch. Compliments of Astrin's Creative Jewelers located in downtown Birmingham. Ask for Gary or Richard Astrin. They can take care of all of your jewelry and timepiece needs. A little bit different short week this week. Where does that affect you most?
Recovery time, you know, especially mentally coming off a hard loss like that. You gotta restart your, you know, reset, put the reset button real fast. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow. And, you know, get back. And, of course, Coach Schwartz always takes care of us. And, you know, we're gonna go back and get some of that soreness out tomorrow and get a good plan against Seattle and, you know, get back on the right track.
I would imagine when you have a game like that, you want to get back. I would imagine,
yeah.
You know, your body needs to recover, and you guys go through an awful lot in any given game. But you got to want to get back out there, I would think, and just get this thing moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I think one big thing, you just want to get that taste out your mouth of a defeat.
Right.
You know, if you think about how last week went when we beat the Eagles, you know, it was all, we're back. You know, this is where we need to be. And, you know, I mean, it's not as bad as we think. And then you come this week, that's the flip side of the coin. You come this week and get a loss like that. And it's like, oh, man, here we go again, you know. So, you know, getting a win this week would be great. It would get us back to where we need to be, the way we need to feel, and it'll be good.
Rob, good stuff. We appreciate it, man. Good luck to you as you get ready to go against Seattle. Rob Sims joining us right here. We appreciate the time he gives us here on Lions Review. Thanks for making us a part of your Tuesday night as well. That's going to do it from here at the Hard Rock Cafe. We are going to step aside. Feel like it's Monday night. There should be a football game coming up next.
Right.
There's a Tim's over there shaking his head. I know there's no football game. It's Caputo and Fithian. That's the Monday night football of radio talk shows. That's what that is. We're out of here. Good night, everybody.